I'm interested to know. I mean, is it that popular? Is it, I mean, if you change Muslim by any other religion, people would be screaming. I mean, it's not, some of the statements are just not acceptable. Yesterday was about Brussels. I mean, so even Belgians
he
now
said Brussels was a hellhole.
Yeah, which the Belgian papers translated as a rat hole.
A rat hole.
Which made it even worse. I mean, he's an equal opportunity insulter. He goes around
Definitely.
Spreading yeah. hatred and insults wherever he goes. The Nigerian, people even make up insults. Nigeria, he's probably the most hated man in Nigeria because a Nigerian paper made up a story about him making all these racist remarks. Now everybody in Nigeria believes it.
Right. He's a divisive figure as well in the U.S. The Republicans have a big problem. He's more and more popular and at the same time, more and more unpopular. If you look at the latest polling figures, and there you have it. The blue line there is his favorable rating, and
he's unelectable, isn't he? And that's why some people have joked that he's, as a former member of the Democratic Party, maybe he's actually there to completely torpedo the Republicans and make sure they get nowhere near the White House.
He is playing havoc with the Republican Party. I mean, they really don't know what to do because he isn't really ideological. We keep using sort of buzzwords like, oh, he's a conservative right-winger, Tea Party support, all that, but he isn't really an ideological candidate at all. He's Donald Trump is his ideology.
Mm, you know,
ego is his ideology.
Yeah. He borrows a bit from the left, a bit from the right.
Whatever feels
Anything
right
goes.
To him.
Yeah.
And he says what he wants.